Great. So let's get into business today. Something has been going on in this service that's just amazing. James came up to talk about your boss. By the way, today is James' birthday. Come, listen for him. Come. Listen for James, who has a very good voice. Who can sing? Who can sing that for me? Okay, come and sing now. All of you, come and sing. Let's sing for James. Come on. Let's do that. Okay, wait. When you sing badly for, when you do badly, the guys will sit down, all of us will stand up. Is that what you do? Is that what you do normally? What happened? Are we fighting? They don't want to stand. Okay, get a seat. Can you help me get a chair for him? He should sit down, and then we will just sing for him. Pastor, how come you are acting? I'm the pastor. I can do what I like here. Relax. Okay, let's sing for him.
Happy birthday.
Sing for him now. Stand up and let's sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
One more time.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Okay.
To you.
Hold on. This last one, I want you to get up and dance along with us. James, you don't dance. You're like me. Just move. All right, just move. Let's sing for him now. One more time.
May the good Lord bless you.
May the good Lord.
May the good Lord.
Just pray. May the good Lord bless you. Let's pray now. We are just singing our prayer. Hallelujah. Just wonderful to watch James over the years. Been a blessing to us. He's the son of Dr. Enikwu, Professor Enikwu Umehin. Praise God. You know, just watching over the years. God is good. Now, I was talking about something before I came to his case. I was talking about what's the title for the beginning of the, what do you call it in Jesus CEO? What's the title, James, of that talk? Communicating with the boss or something? Huh? Thank you. Stay in contact with the boss. And then after you finish, Brother Ayobayewu, you know why I pick him? He's the branch manager of Access Bank. He's the last person to pray, right? It's just money. But over the years, he has developed himself praying, talking to God. That's where he is, where he is today. So he has a proven life experience of working with God. He will have been all kinds. Sometimes ago, something happened that the Lord just told me to tell him they're about to do something terrible, like a fraud. I just told him, he said, look, I'm just in the midst of that. If you don't have that, you're in trouble today. If you don't have to contact God, I mean, stay in contact with your boss. So he came and talked about boss, remember? And then we went to go and sing and go. So, now, this is not coordinated last week or during the weekend. Now, you know what I wanted to come and do today? Amazingly, how to get personal with God. That's amazing. Because, you see, all said and good, Mobad just died. They call it Mobad, whichever one. He just died. And then things began to come up about his life that he don't know anything about. And you know what? As you sit down over here, who want to listen to your story? They have their own story, man. They have their own struggle. But like James said this morning, Jesus knew that he must have somebody can tell his stories to. And not only just to share like Facebook, somebody who can have impact on his life. So today, Let's talk about, you know, I go to my office, roll up my sleeves. So you know that prayer is not just prayer. You know, Nigeria make prayer too spiritual. I want to pray now. So you do like this. You do. Prayer is not was not designed like that. It was not designed just to be a kind of a spiritual, religious kind of a thing. Have you ever wondered why the God of the universe devised prayer? Why did he ask us to pray? Of all things we can do, why prayer? I don't know if I've ever been there before. When I sit down to pray, it's like I'm talking to the air. Anybody feel like that sometimes? Don't look at me one kind. You feel like that sometimes? I'm just praying, you know? Why did God desire? Why did God set up, design prayer? This is the reason why. So that in his vastness of power and knowledge, he wants each one of us to contact him. It's to clap our hands for God there. Do you know that right now, I cannot call Tinubu and say I'm coming to his house. That's even too far. I can't call Lakpabiodun, I want to see you today. That's even going too far. I can't call town local government that can we come and repair our road. I can have to go through a lot of protocol. Even today, some pastor, you can't come and see them easily. There are all kinds of protocol. But the biggest person in the universe wants to get personal with each one of us. And the beauty of this is that because we are living in a crazy world, we can get personal with God. You know, James read something that I saw. Pastor, how did you know the service? When I get to my office, I'm online. So I just put it on and watch. I took question and answer through the second service. I was tired. I went up. So just wanted to rest. But I said, I'm going to watch your service. James quoted a place. Was it Mark 1 now in your book? Okay, let's go to Mark 1. Take a look at this. It's beautiful. Mark chapter 1. I like this service. This service is kind of quiet, cool. Take a look at this. Let's start from verse 32. Okay. 32. You there? At evening, take a look at this. When the sun had set, they brought to Jesus all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed. I mean, this was miracles taking place. Next verse. And the whole city, you're talking about having a business where the whole city is consulting you, having a kind of a success that is what citywide. I mean, the whole city was gathered together at the door. Jesus was having outstanding success. Next verse. And then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. He did not allow the demons to speak because Jesus was man awesome. I don't know about you. To me, when I was growing up, Jesus was a Superman. Extra Ben 10. He seemed to handle whatever came. You know, I grew up in the church. My father was a Baptist person. I don't know if you went to a Baptist church. Can I see your answer? In our church, we don't do MLM, we do Bible. When I was growing up. And when I read about Jesus' story, I was fascinated by his life. Here was a man that will get up and stop the storm. Not in a prayer meeting, but sleeping. Can you just imagine? He's sleeping. They woke him up and just say, peace be still. And then just quieted down. I know my father's house, when they were fighting, ain't no peace. Somebody who could just take 5 loaves, multiply bread. Can I ask you a question? Wasn't that person sufficient enough? I mean, you got it made, man. Financially, who will Elon Musk pray to? Who will he consent? I think he's still the richest guy in the world, or number 2 or number 3 now. But you know what? I mean, when it comes to finances, who will he talk to on this planet? Jesus was a success. Look at that story. Look at next verse. I love this. Everybody look up on your screen. Now in the morning, that was in the evening, that kind of success. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and do what? And departed to where? I mean, the last person to even talk, praying is Jesus, right? He got it made. Some of you over here, you are wondering, just get out to Canada, everything will be okay. You are just, don't know where you are. We were worshiping 1 hour praise on Friday. We finished 1 hour praise. I got home. My wife sent me some text. I read it in the first service. This guy with his wife went to Canada and there was no accommodation. So they were staying Airbnb and their money was running. And so they started looking for people to just consult. They went out and they got to a place where they want to get. And normally it will take 2 to 3 days before they respond to you. But guess what? They join us for 1 hour praise and committing thanks to God and praying, trusting God. They sent the text to us. The Canada, not in Nigeria, this camera gets everywhere. And so, as they did that, believe God, thank God for accommodation. 6 hours later, they made that contact. Their phone rang. Not 2-3 days after. Guess what? Available accommodation. Get your paper and enter in there. 6 hours. Clap your hands for Jesus. 6 hours after. Somebody said, the way you are talking about prayer, what is prayer then? Prayer is a catalyst. I'm not if you did chemistry. What is catalyst? It speeds up the reaction. It makes things happen more and faster, greater than what you are expecting. So prayer is just not just, you know, many of us, when I was growing up, prayer is like this. We have to pray. What is it like that? Man, we have to pray. Can I make you laugh? My father's house. We pray for everybody in the world. I said, those who are in our house. We pray for that, pray for this, pray, we pray for all those who are sick in the spirit. People are sick in our house, we won't pray for them. Because that's getting too personal. You see, when we pray for people in our spirit, we don't know whether God will heal them or not. We have covered them. But in our house, when we say pray for Johnny, then we have to see whether Johnny gets well or not. So let's talk about prayer. Now, my question today is that, how do I do this myself? Are you hearing me? I don't want to talk to, like, I want to be like a bishop, man. I spend 7 hours in prayer. I just pray. I don't have 7 hours. As a student, as a worker, as a young man, I don't have enough trouble to talk to God for 7 hours. Are you hearing me? And more so, is it about 7 hours that matter here? So let's go to Jesus, who knew how to pray, right? See, he got up early, got up to a place to talk to his dad. Look at next verse. I love this. Let's look at the effect of Jesus' prayer. And Simon and those who were with him searched for Jesus early in the morning. I mean, he just had outstanding success in the night before. And then they said to him, well, look at next verse. And when they found him, they said to him, everyone is looking for you. You are the greatest guy of the hour. You are making things happen. Your life is going. Your business is doing well. Your career is on the high pitch. Man, you are making so much money than you ever made before. This is where we all miss it. Success, write this one down, is never permanent. Success is never permanent. Just like failure is not final. But success itself is harder than failure. Are you hearing me? Making 1 million, making 2 million, making 10 million is harder than making nothing. Doing well in life is more costlier than just. So they said, everyone's looking for you. Look at next verse. I love this. Look at. Write this one word down. They can type it on the screen for us. Recalibration. Write it down. Recalibration. You know, calibrate? Recalibration. Put it on the screen for us. Recalibration. I use a tablet that someone just gave me. It's called Books Tablet. Books. B-O-O-X. It's a black and white kind of a thing that, but a color too, but it doesn't insult your eyes and trouble you. And when I opened the tablet, they said, let's first of all calibrate your pen. So, you touch, then it, then said, set for the tablet. I don't like typing, so I write. I love writing on the tablet, so I can write, I can underline books, it's a new kind of tablet. Kind of, you can take your PDF and write, underline, check, and write notes and do kind of things with it. Great. So you recalibrate. Now, your life also requires recalibration because things are changing. Do you know that just last week on Thursday, we wanted to improve our solar power and energy in the building? So I called our solar expert and I said, I think we need to have more because this is just to make some noise sometimes. We need to buy some extra battery. And I said to him, how much was battery last time? He said, it's about, I don't recall the amount of money. You know, so he said, how much was it? He said, last month, this amount of money. I said, do you know what? It may go up. He said, let's just put 50,000 on it. He's the expert, right? I said, I don't think so. Dollar has been really very low. Then he said to me, yeah, don't worry, I'm going to the market. We just 50,000 more extra. I had the money. So yesterday, he called me on the phone. When I saw his phone call, I know. I said, what? He said, Pastor, Daddy, you don't believe it. I said, what? He said, 200K had gone on it. And then we said, oh, we can manage. He said, it's not even available anymore. The only one available is 1.4. I've told you the amount of money now. Now, some of you don't know what I go through with all that stuff. And I come to the service, act as if nothing is happening. Because I stay constant with the boss. Obviously, Pastor, don't you have any problem at all? I told somebody, I was sick some times ago. I must say, Pastor, you didn't even notice. So I face things too. Things happen in my life too. So what do I do? So I said, okay, so with that. But you know what? Every time something happens, what I do is this. I go into recalibration of my life. I put things back together and no more. And then I come out better. Praise God. Jesus, I woke up early in the morning. He was doing well. In fact, you know what? Because success is harder than failure. You have to stay more in contact with the boss when you are doing well than when you are not doing well. Are you hearing me, somebody here? So, Jesus went early in the morning. Everybody looking for you. Look at the next verse in that place we just read. He said to them, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth. Now listen. You can't get buried in the present. Okay, many of you want to go abroad right now. You want to go abroad. You get to Canada. What's next? You have landed there. So what's next? You go to UK. What's next? If I just get there, that's all right. No, it's more than that. Tell someone beside you, your life is progressive. Tell him, it's either progressively getting better or getting worse. But tell yourself, for me and my fears, it'll get progressively better. Okay, clap your hands for Jesus. Now, let's now see how to pray practically. How do you pray as a person there, not as a pastor? Are you hearing me? How do you handle prayer in your life? Let's talk about principles for productive prayer, not just making noise. You know, but say, oh, in our church, we pray. When we pray, the bulb broke. We are powerful. I don't want that kind of destroying prayer power. I have to replace the bulb. That's not what I'm looking for. I want to have answers. Is that all right? I'm not impressed by the ragmatas. I want to see what will do in my life. So let's go. Let's hear Jesus how to pray. Are we ready? So we're going to see some things about him and how to run this over. Let's go to Matthew 6. How do you pray? How do you pray? Okay, we're going to look at Jesus talking about praying. Are we there? Matthew 6, verse 5. Let's take a look. And when you pray, now, can you look up everybody? Jesus, who is there? Christian, who? Yeah, can you help me capitalize the word when? When? See that word when? It didn't say if you pray. As far as Jesus is concerned, prayer is not if, it's when. You have to pray when. And may your prayer not just be only in time of trouble. Are you hearing me? People specialize, see all these women in Nigeria carrying their children around. You see them go from prayer house to prayer house. They never learn how to pray normal, so they pray in crisis all the time. You hear what I just said? This is what I just said? As young men, as young people, I want to teach you how to have a normal prayer life so that when crisis come, it will be a giving. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Praying should not just be, oh, we're in trouble. Let's pray. Oh, God. Nigerians are famous. Oh, God. Oh, God. All that formula. But when you learn how to pray, there was a man like that in the Bible called Daniel. He had a prayer. He had a regular from his younger days. Let's go and read it. You come back here. Daniel chapter 6. When you pray. Take a look. From verse 1. Talking about Daniel. So it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom. Next verse. And over these three governors, just imagine 120 states, and they have their different coordinators. There are three governors over the 120 states, and Daniel was one of them, that the satraps might give account to them so that the king may suffer loss. Look at next verse. Take a look at this. Then Daniel did what? Distinguished himself above what? Above the governors and satraps, because what? An excellent spirit was in him, and the king was planning to set him over the whole realm. Now, there's something as an advancing, a going forth, a progressive spirit in Daniel. Where did he get it from? I don't want to get old. I don't want to get passive. I don't want to live life that just bebe. I've been like this from when I was 20, 21. I'd always try to advance and move forward. I know it's difficult. I was telling my wife yesterday, I live my life always facing forward. And what can fuel that? Where's the filling station to get that? Where did Daniel get this one from? Look at next verse. And then, so the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge of fault. Wow, this guy was bum. Best of the best. You can't find fault in him. What is his secret? They find out. Look at next verse. Then this man said, we shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Just like Samson's secret, they found Daniel's secret. Why was that advancing, doing well? Things are working. Even his failure is becoming fertilizer for future success. So they find out, let's find out what he did. Next verse. And so these governors and satraps thronged before the king, said thus to him, King Darius, live forever. Let's keep reading. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and satraps, the counselors and advisors have come together to establish a royal statute to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days, except to your king, shall be cast to the den of lions. Bo. Don't pray. Next 30 days. Not just only 30 days. Not 1 year. Just 30 days. Don't pray. Next verse. So they went to the king. Now, O king, establish the decree, sign the writing so that it cannot be changed. Next verse. Therefore, the king he didn't know better. So he signed, it's in the decree. Look at next verse. Everybody take a look at next verse. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went on a protest. Candlelight ceremony. All we are saying, this is injustice. He went where? Look at the screen. He went where? And in his upper room. With his window. This guy, big enough to build a house with upper room, and he built a room for prayer. When you build your house, will there be a place for upper room to pray? Pastor, I don't need praying. With his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his what? So, from when he was attending third service, hello? Young child, that's what he's been doing. He didn't see, oh gracious goodness. When you develop a healthy habit, when you learn to put your life together, crisis can shift you. Come on. When something happens, it just by the side. You just stay on top, doing well, moving on. Why? He had developed a prayer habit. Tell your neighbor, you need to do that. You need to have a prayer habit. So Daniel doing this. You know, Daniel never increased his prayer. Many of us always say, hey, petrol is going up. It's going to be 1,500. Yeah, Jesus, pardon, let's call prayer meeting to Tinubu Jade the country. Tinubu Jade. We force him out. You know, I never worry about whoever is in government. My prayer closet with God is sufficient. I never worry about things, about life. Why? Because I can get personal with the boss. Let's go back to Matthew 6. How do we do that? Verse 5. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites. That word, hypocrite, is the same word for actors and actresses. You know actors and actresses? Give me one of them. One came recently. Who's an actor? He acts what is not. She acts what is not. Am I right? Nigerian films, I don't like watching them. They're always big men there. They carry big. I like Rambo. I like Terminator. I like war film. I don't like all this kissing. Carry the girl. No, you don't have time. Shoot, blow the place up. Forgive me. I'm a boy. When I was growing up, I didn't carry dolly. I asked for a gun. See, boom, I have four now. Sorry. Actors, actresses, don't be like them. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the street. And they'll be seen by men. So number one, if you're going to have a healthy prayer habit, stop acting. You know what we do? Some people want to start praying. They change their voice. They are normal. Oh, Heavenly Father, God Almighty. Because please put that aside. I know your voice before you came. Right? You know. So number one, if you're going to really have a prayer life, don't act. And don't try to impress people with your prayer life. I don't talk about how many hours I pray. I don't. How many times I pray. You know why? It's not for your consumption. Sorry to say this. I know it's very explicit in church. It's very explicit in church. I don't like to say that, but you don't see any married man come and tell you how many times he has sex with his wife. Do you? Let me say this very clearly. Some of you by here, you live with your dad and your mom. You never know where they're doing their thing. Close, zip, close. You just see that mommy is pregnant. You understand? Like one boy asked daddy, where did the baby come from? Daddy said, they come from heaven. As surely I say to you, they have their reward. So prayer doesn't get result because it's more of acting. It's more of people say, oh, I pray. Oh. See, this happens in church. When you say we should pray. So you say, let's pray. Now you do like this. Pray. You say, pray. Oh, they go pray. You see, that's acting. They want you to move. So if you are like this, Father in the name of, oh, my, you, man, koko, ila, you, ah. So that kind of prayer is not going anywhere. Look at our country. We thought that, ah, Baba, Jesus, we are all shipping to Canada, aren't we? They don't do, Baba, Jesus, hello. We do, you know, Nigeria is very funny. So he said, stop acting. You are going to pray. Talk to God the way you are. This morning, Lord, I'm angry. Don't say, God, you know what? Like one of my friends years ago, it was really, life was difficult for him. So that morning he woke up, he said, Lord, wow, I want to pray, Lord. I'm discouraged, and don't give me Bible verse. That's where he prayed that day. He said, Lord, I'm discouraged. I don't want Bible verse. I want real encouragement. He's one of my friends, of you know him in town. So after he finished praying, he said, Lord, I really want serious, real encouragement. After a while, a friend came to the house. He said, hey, Ralph B, how are you doing? He said, I'm not doing very well. He said, let's go to Ghana. He said, I don't have money. The man said, I'll give you money to travel down to Ghana for the conference. He said, my family don't have any food. He said, I'll give money for food too. So after the guy left, he said, God, that's a real encouragement. Thank you very much. I mean, that's clear. That's business-like. Is that all right? So we're talking about talking personal with God and asking him things. Let's go now. I said, number one, when you pray, don't act. Be yourself. Let's see our message Bible. What does it say in this verse? Message Bible. What does it say? Beautiful. Here is what I want to do. Find. That's verse 6. Verse 5. Is it verse 5 we are reading? And when you come before God, don't turn that into what? Theatrical production either. All these people making a regular show of their prayer, out of their prayer, hoping for stardom. Do you think God sits in a box seat? Next verse. Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, just like this, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God and you begin to sense His grace. Clap your hands for Jesus. Come on. Is that all right? So pray as you are. Don't put up anything. Don't come as a pastor. That's why I don't like all this oriki thing. You know what these oriki people do? They employ people to come and do oriki in church. Baba, I don't want to, but listen, we try to bribe them to do something. If you, sorry, James, they are about to marry. So if you have a girlfriend that you're not yet marrying, kind of a thing, call up and say, man, you are really great today. You are really mighty. You know, it's after something. Yeah, you know. So all this orika, ologogoro, elese no, olori la, kiniko kiniko. You know, try to impress God. My father, you know, some of you never grew up in the culture. I grew up in the village. Those guys will come around and do those things. We secure it. They say, "Omo kiniko, omo kiniko, omo kiniko, omo kiniko." My father will have gotten his head so swollen, drop his agbada. They will get to say, "Ah, agbada niko." And for you, God is not impressed by all that language, flowery thing. We'll see that in a minute. So, when you pray, come as you are. If you are hurting, have you ever read the book of Psalms? David will say, Lord, they are pursuing me. I'm tired. Where are you? Do something about this. And don't keep long. Whoa, glory to God. I know that sounds strange. Doesn't sound Pentecostal, but sounds Jesus-like. Pray. Talk to God. Open your mouth. Ask him questions. Let's keep reading. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they'll be heard for their many words. Wow. Jesus, who knows the Father very well, said, when you come to God, don't use impressive language. Just talk normal. Somebody said, Pastor, I don't like this today. I was not taught that way. Throw that teaching away and take Jesus' teaching. He's the Son of God. Clap your hands for Jesus one more time. The greatest prayer answers I've had in my life is when I close the door and say, God, what's up about this matter? Not, I don't like this idea. Only because of Oluwa say, Baba, 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 21 times. That's Father Yoloro. That's not Jehovah God. It doesn't deal with incantations. It deals with clarity. Come on, clap your hands for the Father God. We are not doing it. Oruko Jesu. Oh, the blood. The blood. God's not bloody. I know what I'm telling you now. I'm throwing things against all you have been hearing. No. He said, don't repeat. That's what idiots do. That's what they do before Ifa and Okpele. That's what they do. For the thing that they be heard for their many words. So it doesn't mean that I'm going to be here for the next 1 hour and I must first to tell God something. I must tell God something for 1 hour. So what do? I sit down. Okay, oh God, you are omnipresent. You are omnipower. You are omnipotent. You are omniwater. Give us a message Bible. What did he say? That's not verse 6. Is that verse 6 we are dealing with? Give us verse 6. Okay, we read this one. Okay. The world is full of so-called prayer warriors who are prayer ignorant. They are full of formulas and programs and advice, peddling techniques for getting what you want from God. Oh, yeah, say prayer. Oluwa. They say repeat. Can you imagine? How many of you are in your family? Four brothers and there are six of you. Great. Two girls and four boys. Four boys and two girls. Oh, My. So you're all boys in your house. Now just imagine, what's your brother's name? The older one.
Abel.
Great. Just imagine that Shola said, I'll talk to dad. How can I talk to dad? Then Abel said, you know what? Get before daddy. First of all, say, good morning, good morning, good morning. One for the father, one for money, and one for the bedroom. Then after that, I just tell him, rise, 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 7 times. You know, When you enter like that, that will say, Shola, say, Bosikola, right? Now, some of you over here, your idea of God is grotesque. Your idea of God is crazy. Your idea of God is somebody who is on the throne, who, I don't know what you think. He has 7 hands, 5 eyes, he's a monster. And you have to press the right button on your telephone to get across to him. Tell everybody, the one on the throne is your dad. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. No techniques, no formulas, no programs. Start clear first. Let's hear it in the other Bible, NKJV. What did he say? Or NLT. And when you pray, don't use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they'll be hard for their many words. NLT, give us an NLT. I'm giving some grand work for praying. When you pray, don't babble on and on as people of other religions do. No, I went to Muslim school. Huh? The day I was about to finish our school to go and do our exam, they pray for us. They did kum fire kum. Anybody a Muslim? You're Muslim here. And God must say yasifun, yasin. And you notice in Islam, they don't actually pray. You won't believe this. They don't actually pray in Muslim. You see, five times prayer, they don't actually pray. They repeat things. If you are here, they have things they have to repeat. That the way you have to bow down, you have to get up. You say the same thing. You don't add anything personal. And if you are doing ablution and you pass out gas, God help you. Start all over again. Because that God must not hear, must not feel your gas. You know what I'm talking about? They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. It's an insult on your dad, who is doing very well, who has so much money, to call your daddy on the phone. Dad, the money. Dad, the money. Dad, the money. Dad, the money. What will he say to you? And his friends are there beside him. Omokomo. What are you up to? I know that daddies today are that crazy. I know that. When Toby, who grew up in my house, we raised five kids, four girls and one boy. And we would call Toby on the phone when he was in Bells, in Songo. We said, Toby, hello, hello, I love you. That's what we're all close with. Love you, I love you, love you. That's what we were saying in our family. Love you, no matter how grown up we are. Even my daughter has married with two kids. Love you, that's what we did in our house. So Toby, we called him on the phone, it was school, and his friends were hearing him. And then he said, love you, love you. They said, your boyfriend or your girlfriend? He said, no, my family members. He said, what? He said, who, dad? Dad talked to you and said, love you. He said, just wait. I'll call my daddy now. You know what I said? I'll call my daddy now. You see now, the old man didn't know that the speaker was on. So the boys were there. So the guy pressed the phone. Dad, ring. Next thing, he said, what do you want? He said, I told you. So dads have already always been under pressure. But heavenly dad is nice to you. Come on, clap your hands. He's nice to his girls. Hallelujah. Amen. One of my pains of the heart today, that a lot of these girls, a lot of you girls don't have dad. That are really, how many of you have really great dad? Don't put up your hands. Don't make us sad. If you really have great dad, like my kids, you know, I tell them, go do anything. Go take any car. Go drive any car. Come on. Do anything. Have anything. You should not lack. I say, dad, I lay down my life, you know. Do anything. That's your heavenly father. Look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, before we go further. Before we jump ahead. Go back to Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gift to your children, how much more? Say that with me. How much more will your father, not in your parlor, who is in heaven, what will he do? Give what? Tell anybody beside you. Come to think of it. Heavenly Father can give you good things. Tell him for me. Heavenly Father can give you good things. Let's get real. Good girls, good boys. Good school, good job, good life, good marriage, good car. He won't give you that rickety car that you have super ashamed. He can give you a good car. I remember the first time I prayed for a car. You know, I just starting out traveling. I don't, many of you wonder why I don't press people for money in church. I don't say, Papa, money. I talk to my Heavenly Father. That's what I do a lot of time. I learned that quite a long time ago that my dad was not there. My dad was a polygamous father, six wives, uncountable children. And I knew that I couldn't succeed with him. So I turned to God, my father in heaven. So I remember it was 1990, thereabout. I was just starting out preaching all over the places. And then I was in Luth. And I just prayed. And I said, Lord, just not my prayer. I said, Lord, I've been moving around without a car. I need a car. I never bought a tie in my life. I never bought a bicycle in my life. I just said, Lord, I just need a car. Just a nice one. I didn't tell him specifics. I said that I was in one room in the house officer's room at Luth. And then I finished my meeting, came to Abeokuta. 3 weeks later, I was in the Ibadan preaching in one church at Sango called JIK, Jesus is King. As I was preaching on the stage like that, I finished preaching. A lady walked up to me and said, I'd like to see you. I said, yeah, fine. She said, I want to give you a car. Now, the way she was looking, she was wearing this skull. You know, called skull? Did they call it skull? Like slippers like this. Those things you wear. I look at her, man, I feel sorry for her. That maybe she has only one car. She's going to give me, she's going to be in trouble now. I said, Mama, don't worry. He said, this is my business card. So I took her business card. My mind said, Kake. I just prayed 3 weeks ago. And I didn't pray, Uluwa, Uluwa, Baba, Jesu, Uluwa, Ka, Goma, Uwodiye. It's heavy. Just pray. That's kind of simple prayer. And you know what? I didn't tell me what kind of car. So I got to, my head was swimming with all kinds of feelings. I had a dream at night that she gave me one old rickety Vauxhall car. Don't trust your dream sometimes. So second day, I went to her office. When I got to her office and I saw her, she looked like a businesswoman. She looked like somebody rich. And then I said, excuse me, ma, you said about the car yesterday. What are you thinking? He said, I'm not thinking. The car is already yours. I said, what? He said, you know, yesterday when you were preaching, God said I should give you a car. And then I had myself saying to God, but I don't know whether he has a car or not. And then he had me say from the stage, I don't have a car. I didn't know when I said that. I was preaching. And then I said, what's the car? He said, 505. How many remember 505? You are too small for that. The latest one with AC and everything. Remember, I never got tired in my life. I wish I can show you the picture of a car. I used the car for about 10 years. Those days, you know. So, guess what? Her husband died. And then she parked the car in her garage. And I prayed in Lagos. And God moved her to give me the car. Now, guess what? That time I had a friend who was a mechanic, Brashino. So I said, let's go and pick the car in Ibadan. So we got to Edition, and then we got to Ibadan, and then he picked the car, and we were coming to Abeokuta. The guy would just stop and say, Ogao. We just stop. Drive for a while. Ogao. I said, what's going on? He said, Ogao. He looked at me and looked at the car. Kojorawon. Ogao. You know what? He forgot that I have a father in heaven who can take care of me. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. I can be telling you stories and stories. When I got to Abeokuta, I got a house. Just starting out in my life. I was a bachelor. I was looking for a house, and I got this house, beautiful house, that has one room, one parlor, toilet joined to the kitchen. You finish eating, you go to the toilet. That's my house. And how much? 80 kobo there about per month or something, you know, years ago at Salegbeyi, you know. The guy asked me, that time I was preaching around, I was not yet a pastor. He asked me, he said, where am I working? I said, I'm working in the gospel ministry. He said, are they paying you well there? I was depending on God that time. I learned this thing, working with God. You know, I said, they pay me well. I have nobody praying about it except God. So I live in that house. All the time I was in that house, I never failed to pay my house rent because I prayed. And I prayed. And when I was leaving, the man begged me, said, please, help me get somebody like you. I will repair the house with my own money because God gave me the money. No hassle. I just pray and trust God. Money will come, fix things up, and do that. And when I was leaving, he said, please, help me get somebody. And I got somebody who made the man God. Now, how did I get my next house? I just prayed. I said, Lord, I need another house. I need another house, please. This house, my wife is coming. You want to marry? Then I started looking for a house. And then one day, one of my friends called me and said, hey, there's a house for you. I said, where? He said, around the Elat Road, Salam Kaola. I said, oh, I don't know. So I was praying. God said, go pay for that house. I just said, go pay for that house. I said, Lord, I didn't see the house. I can't pay. But I learned to obey. When you, Pastor, how do you hear God? When you start praying, you get familiar with God. You start having thoughts that you think is yourself or God that happening. So I said, let me go. And how much is the house? 140 per month. 140 naira per month. So, you're laughing, right? So, I took the money, and the guy, doctor of, how many of you know Mercy Group Clinics, is in town, Dr. Gudalu. He was supposed to be my landlord. So I went to him, I said, can I have the house? He said, 6 months you have to pay. No, he said, how many months you have to pay? I said, can I pay 1 month? He said, no. I said, 3 months? He said, so I paid him 3 months. I never seen the house. See, you must have not. Guess what? They gave me the key. And I got to the house. When I entered the compound, I wanted to go back. Man, this is not my house, brother. Funab lecturers was staying in the other three flat. My flat's there. There were, every room has its own toilet. Huh? They pump water, the tank up. It's rare to have that kind of house. I didn't see it. God said, paid. And you know, when I entered the parlor, I put my hands on my head like this. Holy meal. The parlor is too big. What will I put in this parlor? I got a few chairs. So when they even ask me, who is the owner of this house? I can't say, it's my brother. Oh, I've seen God walk like that. Praying. So learning to pray. Now go back to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 that we read, or verse 8. Something I want you to see first of all. Now, why is God saying that you should not pray? Where is the verse now? When you pray, do not use vain repetition as the heathen do. For they think that they may be heard for their many words. Now, can you look up everybody? Can you look up everybody? Why is God saying don't repeat? Look at next verse. This is it. Therefore, do not be like those repetitors. For your what? Let me hear your voice. Remove your and put my. My heavenly Father knows the things I have need of before. Can you stand up on your feet? Pastor, why? I want you to give your heavenly Father a standing ovation because he knows the things you have need of before you ask him. Come on, clap your hands. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, my Father. Thank you. Simply means sit down. I don't have to bribe him. I don't have to convince. I don't have to push him and tell him, Daddy. When I was growing up, don't tell anybody this one. When I was growing up, you know, our father won't give us money. So you know that if you ask for $20,000, you're going to get $5,000. So you know what we do? We used to do this. Don't do it. It's wrong. So we want to buy one book. So we say we're buying three books. Each one, 10,000. So that we know that 5,000 will not come. They give us 10,000. So if you don't say, if you say 10,000, you'll get 3,000. So you say 30,000, the old man will say, I'll give you 10. So I got friends those days. My father didn't go to school. So he wanted to buy one book called Dictionary. It's Dick, Sean, Nan, Ray. Four books. That didn't go to school. Say, where you have to put you? Mary Nicara, Mary. So you give you money for one, so you can go and buy it. But Jehovah God knows what you need. So tell yourself, my Father knows what I need. Tell yourself again one more time, my Father knows what I need. Now, that is comforting and that's dangerous. You hear me? You hear what I said? When you come to God because your friend is pressing you to buy that thing, God will say, I'm your dad. Shola, you don't need that. Hello. But if it's a computer, just press, it'll come out. So number one, don't act in prayer. Is that all right? Number two, pray as you are and don't repeat trying to convince God. Is that all right? Pastor, if I don't repeat, what else will I tell God? Get up and go home. Now, God does not just, don't let the pastors in the country disturb you with all their videos and YouTube. You have been in prayer for 3 hours. And when you come out, you'll be smoking. I don't want to be smoking, I want to leave. You know, they just want to make us pastors. Baba Adeboye, I don't have redeemed camp. I only have my life. Baba Adeboye, he was praying for 8 hours every day. That's why he can maintain heaven. Yeah, he knows what he's running. I'm not running camp. I'm running my life. And it's small here. Is that all right? Pastor, you are making it easy. Heaven is easy. It's not difficult. Now, you know what is carrying. You can pray that, but you are different. If you go before God, you pray for Abeokuta branch, Lagos branch, Ibadan branch. When, Baba, I don't know you finish. It'll be eight hours. But what's your own branch? Come, what's your own branch? Your room, Abi? And your gas. Am I right? Are you finished talking? God, I need some extra gas. I need some clothes, some shoes. Say, thank you, Lord. I'm coming back when I have another need. Is that all right? And you can go and gist with God too. There's another prayer part of gisting with God. Lord, you know, I'm hearing that Canada is really good over here, but what about this for me? People don't do that. You know what they do for God? You go to Jeremiah, Canada, huh? Where's it going? They said that place. Yeah, I like it. You now go to God. God, Canada. I say Canada. Do it now. I beg, do it now. God will say, we never discuss. No, not discussion. I've talked with Jeremiah, who is just more than you. Jeremiah is my God. All right. Let's talk about how to pray. Let's talk about practical of praying. Now, how do you pray? Let's look at it. Now, what do you pray? Matthew 7. Let's go now. We've seen, don't pray like an actor. Don't pray repeating words because your father knows what you need. So, what do you do in prayer? What are the activities you do? Matthew 7 verse 7. Let's go. Ask. You there? Ask. And what? It'll be given to you. Next one. Look up, everybody. Seek. And what? You'll find. Knock. And what? It'll be opened. Let's keep reading. For everyone who asks, what does he do? Receives. One who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, Jesus removed prayer from only asking and expanded it to 3 degrees. Are we everybody? What do you say? Ask, it will be given you. Next one, seek. I'm not hearing your voice. Knock. Okay, can you help us type the word ask on the screen in capital? Who's there? Help us quickly. Ask. A-S-K. Ask. See that word on the screen? Prayer now, easy. Let's wait for them. Ask. Be given to you. Seek. You'll find. Can you make it bigger? Thank you. Enlarge it. Ask. See that word ask? It has all the three inside it. A, ask. S, seek. K, knock. Jesus is saying that prayer is just more than asking. If you're only asking in prayer, you are only 30% of praying. And many of us, all we ever know is blab your mouth. I want this. I like that. But he said there's a higher level of praying or another dimension of prayer, which is what? Thank you very much for enlarging it. So that's put A, ask. S, what? Seek. K, knock. Interesting. So let me say like this. Maybe it will shock you. Some things you can never get by asking. Whoa. Some things you never get by asking and seeking. You have to get by seeking. Then there's also knocking. What is a knocking? Look, what is a knocking? Now, when I say knock, what comes to your mind? A door. Am I right? And when door comes to your mind, what do you think about that one? When you say knock, to be open, am I right? You just go and knock a door and run away. You knock for the door to be open. So it's like as if Christ was saying that there's a door of opportunity. There are things that you can go behind the door where you are right now, stepping out beyond yourself, and you can get beyond yourself and beyond your life and beyond your career, and something can open up for you over there and just knock the door. Whoa, are we here? Many of us, we live in a comfort zone. We live in the kind of, look at this platform. That's all we live in. And we feel choked. We feel bored. We feel down. And we never try and get to this point and knock at the door. And like Jabez said, bless me, O Lord. Let's look at that prayer. Chapter 4, 1 Chronicles verse 9. Seeking and knocking. Look at this. Jabez, take a look at the screen over here. Everybody look up here. Jabez was more what? Honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name what? Jabez. Because I bore him in pain. The word Jabez means pain. Constricted. Limited. Held in. Captive. Like Nigerians now, you are held in. Like your family now, you are held in. Like your gift, you are held in. Talents, you are held in. That's only far you can go. You can't even, some of you over here, You can't live in Nigeria. You don't have the qualification. Oh, say IT. Oh, say medical. Oh, say health. Yoruba Roshi. Is Yoruba. Where will you go abroad? Except Benin Republic. Where they speak Yoruba. He said, so this guy was at disadvantage in life. He was born in pain. Your mom, can you imagine? Your mom came back to you and called you Wala. Can you just imagine? You woke up and said, Wala, what did you? But what did he do? Look at next verse. I love this. But, and Jabez called. That's another word for prayer. Prayer is calling on God. Like now, in my house recently, I just noticed that water was smelling. The water was just smelling. What was just smelling? My wife said, is this smelly? Smelling. I said, okay, let's check it. So we removed the water purifier. So we removed it. What's this smelling? So what did I do? Oh, I got Father and Son Limited in town. Plumber. I got a plumber. Baba Ahmed. Baba Ahmed is a plumber. His son is a plumber. I have both of their numbers. What did I do? What did I do? My answer is a call away. I just took my phone. Ahmed, come over. My water is smelling. So when I called him, I hands off. Took to the bedroom. He said, look at the water. He said, check. He said, went outside. He said, oh, your tank. I said, what happened? You have to wash your tank. I said, ah. He said, we have to wash your tank. I said, all right. He said, my dad and I have to do the job. I can't do it alone. And so that was Thursday. He said, Friday, Saturday, we'll do the work. Saturday, we'll do the job. We'll come and clean it. I said, fine, but I'm stuck with this dirty water now. So after he left my house, I called his father. Baba Ahmed, hello, how are you? Your son just left here. Our water is smelling. He said, we are coming tomorrow. On Saturday, the dad had spoken. I called Ahmed. Ahmed, dad said tomorrow. They came to my house. I just called. And when they called, they came by calling, and they fixed everything up, and then we look at the water. It's okay. Then last week, my pump broke down. Pastor, you mean you go through things like that too? Hello? The pump that pumped the, what do you call that water now? The water that comes from the ground, not the well. Borehole. And it just stopped. And if you don't have water, what are you going to do? I took my phone. I got the man. Ismael. That's his name. Put my phone. Hello, Ismael. Oh, daddy, how are you doing? Dad. I said, it's up. It broke down. Call. Tell them, God is a call away. But you know what? I don't even need a phone. My mouth is all I need. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. He called, look at what he prayed. He called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you give me a car. No, that you will bless me indeed. What did he say next? And enlarge what? Can you help me enlarge that word on the screen? Enlarge. So, see, Christ is saying, ask. But you know what? Look. Everybody look up here. Look up here. You can only ask for what you need where you are. But aren't you thinking of going beyond that? People don't do well in life because they are stuck where they are and they ask for all they need there. Lord, I need a house. So they get a house now. I need this, I need that, I need that in the house. But are you thinking of something bigger than your house? When you begin to repair your car all the time and calling God to give you spare parts, it's time to change that car for something better. Am I making some sense here? So God wants to seek. So number one, ask. Number two, seek. Number three, knock. That means when you get down there and you're feeling constrained. Now, prayer is changing figure now. Prayer is just no longer open your mouth and say, God, where are you now? Do something. Prayer is going further, seeking. Like in your house now, how many of you are ladies in the house here with your mom? When you are very small, mom will say to you, oh, what do you want? Make some bread for you and some butter, give it to you. As you get older, Wura, am I correct in the house? You say, what are we going to eat today, right? Mom, okay, the rice remaining. So you start seeking what to eat now with your mom. And then she said, oh, no, the rice is almost finished. Let's try ewa. Oh, mommy, I don't want ewa alone. Let's do ewa and rice. Huh? And then, you see, you're no longer doing like this on the seat. Mommy, you're not 2 years old. If you were to get home now, I know I'm a mom. Would I get home and say, mom, I just want you to make tea and bread for me and put it in my mouth. I know Mura's mom. She's a nurse. She'll say, I'm not a nurse for you. I'm not a nurse. I'm a nurse in the hospital. Do you? A lot of time, God's not answering your daddy's prayers because you should have gone beyond that. So let's go now. What's prayer now? Let's go now. Say it with me. First one, ask. Go back to ask, seek, and give us ask, seek, and knock again. Ask. Let me have a voice. Ask. Tell us, a prayer is ask, seek, and knock. One more time. Prayer is ask, seek, and knock. I didn't tell you something I left out. Go to Matthew 7:7. I just remember. Do you know what Christ said before this verse? Who can tell me? You don't know. Matthew 7, verse 6. Take a look. This verse is really, it sounds really way out. Just before he said ask, look at it on the screen. Everybody look at the screen. Do not give what is holy to who? Hey, look up, everybody. Look up, everybody. Look up, look up, look up. Do not give what is holy to who? Nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Let's have it in New Living Translation and a Message Bible. Take a look at this. I want to give some condition here. Don't waste what is holy on people who are unholy. Don't throw your pearls to pigs. They will trample and pearls then turn and attack you. Let's have Message Bible. Wow. Don't be flip with the sacred. Banter and silliness give no honor to God. Don't reduce holy mysteries to slogans. In trying to be relevant, you are only being cute and inviting sacrilege. What's all that big word for? He's saying this. Everybody look up here. Can I say so before I go further? This is important. Don't treat God like a dog and expect him to answer you like a god. What does he say? Don't treat God like a dog and expect him. Now, James talked to us about boss. See, when you have a boss will open his door to you when you actually respect him. When you throw banter and mess up your boss and tell your boss he's crazy, don't do anything right, he doesn't blah, 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 you now enter, say, get out of my office. Am I right? Tell your neighbor, respect God. Don't be a dog. Don't be a swine. Don't be a pig. You know, sorry, I'm getting a little bit hard over here now. You see, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect here. Pastor still mess up once in a while. Hello. Like, say what I should not say to my wife. Like, getting angry sometimes. Like, feel like leaving Nigeria. Like, go somewhere else. I'm tired of third service. That's normal for everybody, but, you know. It happened to all of us. But, please, don't be silly. Tell them, don't be silly. Tell them, don't be silly. Don't be silly. Don't run your life like a pig. Don't run your life like a swine. Don't live a godless life. I mean, prayer becomes quite interesting when you respect God. Let's go back to ask, seek, and knock. I want to round up so we can have some questions. Be home in a few minutes. So number one, tell your neighbor, ask. What does it mean to ask? Let's go back to Matthew 7:7. Beautiful. Let's look at ask. It says, ask and it will be given to you. When it comes to asking, what will be the response of God? Give it to you, right? The answer to asking is gifts. Am I right? Now, seek, what will you do? Can I hear you? When you seek, what will you do? You will find. Now, listen to me. Listen to me, everybody. Listen, are we listening? Interesting. When you are asking, you use your mouth. When you are seeking, you use your eyes. If I lost my key yesterday in the house, and I can't find my key, what do I do? Do I have to say, where's my key, where's my key, where's my key? Your mouth is useless, dear. What do you do? You get your eyes out, you start looking, and you find it. Is that all right? Then number three, knock. What do you knock with? Your hands. Many of us, look up here, I don't have time for that today. Many of us who are looking for what God will love us to do, but start knocking first. Let me give an example. You see, people that pray for something, God, where should I go? Go and knock at the door. Sometimes you think you should go to Canada, you knock at the door, they deny you visa. Then try EU, knock at the door of EU. They deny you there too. Maybe you should knock at the door of Nigeria and see what can be done in Nigeria. Is that right? Oh yeah, you don't understand what I just said. Let me tell you something more. When it comes to things like, sometimes in life, you have to knock at the door. Sometimes, pastor, how do I know that girl is for me? I feel like as you marry her, what should you do? Knock at her door. Go to her house, knock. Hello, how are you? Talk about very early. I'm thinking of getting serious with you. You fool, get out of my house. The door is not open. So just get up. It's as simple as that. It's not open. You try the door, didn't work. So what do you do? Go somewhere, period. Pastor, my cousin Benny, there are other doors. One day I had a vision. I think it was in Abuja. I just saw this corridor that just goes on like that. This corridor just goes on like that. And I saw doors, like a hotel, you know, doors. I just go on like that. And God said, that's your life. There are many doors in your life. And just knock at them as you move on through life. Knock at them, get in there. But don't ever stay in the door forever. That's another door for you. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Hear me? You are an Abeokuta now. This is not the end of your life. Are you hearing me? But let's round up on this. I don't have all the time in the world to talk about this. Let's talk about asking before we close. Look at verse 8. Ask be given to you, for everyone who asks, what does he do? Let's round up. Let's look at the triangles of asking. The triangle of asking. There are three things in asking. Number one, asking itself. Number two, giving. Number three, receive. Look at this verse. It asks, for everyone who asks, what does he do? Receive. Look at verse 7. For ask, it'll be given to you. So there are three angles to prayer of asking. There's ask itself, there's giving to you, there is receiving of it. Does that make some sense? Are we here? Okay, let me show you in a verse what I just said. People don't understand this. You read that verse wrongly. All you think about prayer is you ask and it'll be given to you. Where is it? Lord, where is it? No, you have to receive it. Listen, he said, ask, it will be given to you. That's outside of you. You ask from Sola, I need a book, it be given to me. But then, look at verse 8. For everyone who asks, what does he do? Now, listen to me. Sola, stand up. Now, I asked Sola for this book. Are we here? Book in his hand. What does he do next? Pastor, here is it. But I will never have it until I receive it. Did you get that? Many don't receive in prayer, so they can't have it. You do hear that? They will do the asking. Shola, please, I want the book. And then Shola set forth his hands. But you know what? I cannot use my mouth to collect the book. I have to take my hand and collect it. And I will never have it until I collect it. People pray, but they never collect it. They pray for healing, never collect it. They pray for career, never collect it. Pastor, what are you talking about? Let's round up. I dare say, many times that you think God's not answering your prayer, you're not actually receiving. They never taught us that one. So let's round up there. We'll continue another time. Let's go to Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Let's close on this. This will change your prayer life now. Oh, it will change your prayer life. It changed mine. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you what? Pray. Believe that what? You receive them. And then, shall I come up again one more time? Sorry for putting you up on that today. See, when I pray, in my prayer, yes, Shola God, I ask for this book. What does he do? He stretches forth his hand. And I use my hand to collect it. And I said, thank you. I walk away. Now, I start using this book for my benefit. And 1 week after, I say, oh, Shola, thank you. The book's really helping me. But the first initial thing is when it's searched for, I must collect it before I use it, before I have it. I cannot have it if I don't collect it first. It's called receiving. The noun of receiving is receipt. Receipt gives you a claim of ownership. Am I correct? Please be here. Without ownership, it's not mine. That's why when policemen stop you on the road over your TV, they won't ask for the TV. What they ask for? The receipt. That's giving you ownership. People don't take it, so they just pray. That's why you don't see the millionaire you are praying for. You never take it. You never receive it. The word receive is take. Are we here? You ask for your husband, you never take it. You ask for your wife, you never take it. That's why your eyes are always rolling around looking for who to marry next. If you take it, you'll find the person. There was a sister in church years ago. She was not having a husband coming to her. So I was praying. The Lord said, go and tell her, I see receive her husband. Ah. No, Sister Moji. I'm not Sister Moji. Ratito's wife. Ratito, is he around? It's not around. So I went to her. I said, Samoji, have you received your husband? He said, Pastor, what's that? I know she didn't know what I'm talking about. So I opened this verse for her. And I said, you know what? You're going to have to, after you pray, receive your husband. I can't see him. Now, this is the question here. You see, hold it in your hand. When I asked for this book, I could collect it. But I can't see God, right? I can't see God. So how do I receive from God? I must believe. Because believing has to do with what you don't see. Clap your hands for Jesus. See, that word believe, the best word for believe is the word Yoruba, gbagbo. What's gbagbo? Gbagbo, gbagba. When you finish praying and talking to God, you believe he has heard you. To pray for is mine. But I can't see it. Your eyes are not good at that moment. Your faith is better. Do we get that? Do I make some sense? Do I make some sense? Let's go further. All right. So look at this verse again now. When I pray, I ask. Is that all right? When I finish asking, what do I do next? When I pray, I believe that I receive it. Pastor, why do I have to believe? Because you will never have it if you don't receive it. Pastor, Shola, come again. You're in trouble today. Take a look at this. When I ask him for the book, straight forth his hands, and I don't collect it, after a while, I start thinking, he doesn't like me. Maybe I'm all alone here. Maybe it's not the will of God to have it. Maybe. See, why? I am becoming incapacitated in receiving. So what do I do now? I start blaming him. Why now? I'm asking for the book now. Now, because he asked me, I can say, Pastor, are you in Dundee United? Can't you see? Stretch forth your hands and pick it now. That's the way God is feeling about you too. Kilo share. Back in now. I'm your theory now. Bah. How many of you? You have somebody for money. This will make it practical for you. Uncle, I need $5,000. Right? And then you send text. Then he said, send me your account number. What is I doing? I know you. Uncle, thank you. Have you seen the money? I appreciate you, uncle. He has not given you anything. I appreciate you, uncle. Thank you, uncle, so much. And then he sends you an alert. Can I ask you for money? Do you have the money? You got an alert. Do you have the money? Now, if you know the answer, something is wrong with you. Now, after you got a lot, why are you not thanking uncle? Do you have the money? Pastor, you seem to be crazy this evening. Yes, faith is crazy. Your uncle, you see an alert. Sometimes alert is a lie. Anybody here? I've seen alert as it reversed. But God never reverses his alert. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Now, I just say, Uncle, thank you very much. And I start planning how to spend the money. I think it's in my account. Am I right? In the same way, spiritually, when you pray for something, I ask for something, listen! It will change your life forever. You don't have to go and spend some time on the mountain. The time some people are spending on the mountain, they should be receiving what they are asking for. So, I receive it. Because I can't see God, I can believe. Somebody said,
Pastor, that can be very funny. How can I be telling myself to believe and receive? What about God doesn't want to give me and I'm just receiving it? Maybe it's like this. Surely it's not giving. And I say, I receive. My hand is hanging.
Tell everybody, your father is faithful. He spoke that word. Look up, everybody. Look up, everybody. This will change everything about you. Can you look up, everybody? Therefore, I say to you, whatever things, whatever. I'm screaming. So in 5 years time, you will hear me. 10 years time, you will hear me. Whatever. Who said that? Jesus. He cannot lie. If he's a liar, he's a fraud. He's going to hell. Whatever. Things you ask. Otto, I cannot ask for that. Then leave it out. Whatever things you ask when you pray, do what? Pastor, I may be wrong. It's not in that verse. Some of you are feeling, Pastor, hey, are you sure? That's what I told Christ to. Are you sure? Jesus, you are offering too much. Whatever! And over the years, that's where I've lived. Asking. Now wait. He didn't ask me to believe I have it. He said, receive it. There are two different things. I believe, I receive. Let me give you an example. Sit down. Thank you. Before I call you again. I learned this thing over the years. Years ago, I needed anybody. This was, I can't remember the years now. I needed 1,000 naira that time. Before Christmas. Listen to this, it'll help you. That time, naira was 10 naira to $1. Can you imagine that? I have a post office box in Surulere, in Lagos. I pray. I said, Lord, I need 1,000 naira before December because something I need to do. I don't have the money. So I pray for the money. And you know what? Learning this year, over the years, I began to receive it. I said, I receive it. 23rd came. I receive it. 24th came. My receiving slowed down. I receive it. I say I receive it. 25th. Jingle bell, all the way. I said, I receive it before Christmas. Someone said, Uriendaru. I said, I receive it. I don't have it, but I receive it. If you think I'm telling a lie, when you get to heaven, ask God. My half can bear me witness. I said, I receive it. 26th came, Boxing Day. I was feeling boxed all over. So I opened my mouth, I receive it. Devil said, now you are going mad. You receive what? Say before Christmas. Receive. I said, I receive it. 31st December. I received this money. I needed the money. I said, Lord, I receive it. 1st January, no money. On the 12th of January, I had a poster box in Lagos. Open it. Find a letter from my friend, Pastor Korede, Tulsa, Oklahoma, who traveled some years before. And I opened the letter and I found inside it $100 with a lapel sent on December 10. I know one thing. That devil is a crazy devil. If I say no more, I don't receive it, somebody will open the envelope and take the money away. When you pray for healing, you say, I receive it. Oh, I can give you an example. Years ago, I woke up in the morning. I just had, whoa! After the noise stopped, praying grabbed me over here. It was so bad, rolling on the floor. They put me inside the car straight to the hospital. They got me to the hospital. I went to medical school. I had an idea of what it would be like, something like appendicitis. They took me straight to the theater, put me on the table. And then, like you snap your finger, the pain stopped. I said, So the doctor said, I said, did you put anything in the IV fluid? He said, nothing. I said, the pain is gone. He said, come down there. Let's put you in the observation room. So, you know the way you look when you are doing theater kind of a thing. You wear this white, as if you are going to the cops. You're going to be cops next. So I carried the thing around myself. I came down, entered my clothes, and then went to the room. I sat down there. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Doctor came in and said, this pain is coming back. I said, don't talk to me like that. I don't want pain to come back. He said, the pain is coming back. I said, oh. So I went home. I was glad. It's gone. Around 2, 3 o'clock, the pain came back. It began to torment me again. My wife had to go and look for this buscopan in the night. And I was just battling, struggling. Then it dawned on me, like a voice saying to me, inside my consciousness, when you are in medical school, you got this book called Amitin Bailey, surgical book. You used to use it in medical school? Big like this, Amitin Bailey. He said, we open it and you cut according to what is in the book. He said, cut that, cut this, number two, do this. He said, open your Bible, James 5. Is anyone sick among you? Let him call for the church. Let them pray over him. The prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. I was in pain. I said, call our pastor. That's the person who came one time for that young man's pastor, Adeboye. He came to our church a couple of weeks ago. He was my pastor then. Years ago. No longer a pastor now. He was telling me, no, I'm no longer a pastor. You're not the pastor. So he came to my house with Sister Kofu. That one has gone to be with the Lord. So they came to my house and I opened James 5 and we read it. And then they anointed me with oil. And then they left. And I went on my bed. Lord. And I heard a voice say, if you believe you receive it, what will you be doing now? I said, those who are normal go to work in the morning. So you believe you receive your healing, then go to work. I said, Lord, you see, I was not good by what I believe anymore. I was good by what I feel. So I said, I better act. Said the prayer of faith will save. The Lord will raise him up. God said, I'm raising you up now. Believe you receive. Get up. So I got up like this. And when you are sick like that, you love the attention. Am I right? Mommy, I want rice. If you are married, I want dodo plus rice plus egg. My wife said, can I help you iron? I said, don't help me iron now. I said, I'm going to help myself. So I started ironing. Every step I took, I was getting better. Then I went to the office. After I finished in the office, around 3 o'clock, I said, I'm going to go and share my testimony in the fellowship. I believe I received. So I went to a fellowship in town. I got to the fellowship. When they finished, I said, I'm going to share my testimony. The pain is going down. So I got up. I said, hey, you know what? This morning, I believe God. I entered the world. I'm nothing with oil. When I said that, something hit me on the head and went through my body. And the pain left with it. I was 1991. A young man asked me yesterday as I rounded up. He was a minister of the gospel. He said to me, he said, Pastor, I don't understand. People are not living life well. They're Christian. They are serving God. But they're not really seeing the blessing of God. You know what I told him? I said, you know what? They don't really believe. They don't believe. They don't believe God. They don't believe God. They can sing in the choir. They can preach up his tongue. But they don't believe God. There was a man in the Bible called Zechariah. I'm not familiar with Zechariah. Or Zacchaeus. No, Zechariah. The father of John the Baptist. He was real pope in the church, in the temple. And then God appeared to him by an angel. He said, you will have a son. He said, how do I know? God said, for the next 9 months, shut up your mouth because your mouth will kill the baby. Because you won't believe. And you know what? Can I close like this? There's one prayer you must pray over your life. That prayer, you must believe it with all your heart that you will flourish and do well in life. You need to believe that. In Nigeria here, when they say, Wasoli Leo, Amio Jesu. Your life will be better, Amio Jesu. But they never believe. Can I surprise you? The word amen is never to end prayer. The word amen in the original Hebrew is the word believe. So when you say amen, you actually say, I believe it. Are we blessed today? So we have learned today about praying, asking. Pastor, what about seeking? Oh, I don't have time for that today. Now, after a while, I learned that I will be really having struggle a lot if I have to pray for this bottle, believe I receive it for some time, and I have to pray for this one, I believe I receive it. And I have to pray for this one, I believe I receive it. Then I pray again, I pray for this one, I believe I receive it. After a while, then I saw that if I seek, I can find. Pastor, which one is that one? Let's close Psalm 34. Verse 9. And verse 10. That's the prayer of seeking. 34 verse 9 and verse 10. Take a look. Oh, fear the Lord. You is saint. There's no one who fear those who fear him. Look at next verse. The young lions lack and suffer what? Suffer what? Hunger. But those who seek the Lord shall not lack. What? I didn't hear your voice. See, they never taught us. I learned it by practice. I just stumbled on it. I know I can pray for this. I pray for house. I pray for job. I pray for children. I pray for that. That's what Nigeria we do a lot. Then one day God said, you can be busy praying for one, and they work, but it takes a lot of energy. How many of you know the law of domino effect? I don't know if you know the law of domino effect. Okay, let's try it. Domino effect. Can I have some boys? Get some guys. Guys from choir. Come. Guys, I need about 7 guys. Quickly. 7 guys. Jeremiah, join them. Leave the keyboard. Guys, come. Are you up to 7 now? Yeah, it was 7. Great. Can you come? Can you come like this? Stand like this. Stand. Face there. Okay, move ahead. Give some space between yourself. Give some space. Keep on moving till you're almost all here. Okay, yeah, do like that. Stop like that. Move ahead to the edge. Move to the edge. Also what's called the law of domino effect. Now give some space in between you. Now put your hands on that other person's neck. Put your hands so that at least you can. Put your both hands on their shoulder. Okay. Now can you see that? Now, you know what? I can do something. I may try and push this one by one. Try and push this one. Try and push this one. Try and push this one. Now just imagine if we give you a push here, Folabi, and the push come on you, pass it on. All right? Come here, Yomi. Come. You knock everybody down. All right? That's my Yomi for you. Just give them a slight push. The moment you feel the push, push the other person and move a little. Are we ready? Now, Yomi can go one by one and move one person each. Move this and move this and move this. Imagine this is family. This is career. This is a car. This is a job. This is wife. This is children. Let's go. Just move. Just push. Everybody push. See, that's called domino effect. Now, there is prayer of asking. I ask for this. 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 I ask. Before I know it, man, I'm tired. But if I just seek the Lord, just give that push again. If I seek the Lord, they start tumbling on each other. I shall not lack any good thing. Come and clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. I hope one of these days I'll teach you. See, I live every day seeking the Lord. David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the end of my life. When my enemy come to eat up my flesh, I will not fear. One thing I will look for. That's what I will seek. One thing. When you start seeking the Lord, all other things. See, as a pastor now, we just spent about $4.5 million doing something these 2 days. And we never hustle. Alan, seek the Lord. Before you know it, wife will come, children will come, future will come. You go abroad. You just stumble on abroad. But when you say, Canada! Canada come. And Canada don't come quickly. You get tired. Canada no do. New Zealand. There's no wife there. Jesus. Start praying. Wife! And it has to be taken across Nigeria to New Zealand. Take 10 years. Finally, you get a wife. You're not tired. Now you are both suffering infertility. Children. Baba Debo, please pray. And children, finally, you're already having gray hair. Children, finally come. You don't feel like asking for anything. But when you start seeking, clap your hands for Jesus. Thank you. Pastor, I know now, your prayer is just different. Why is it? Because we're learning great things. All right. You have to ask any question? Let's relax. Let's bring our food in. Quiet. You are singing? You have a song? Okay, let's sing. While we are singing and the food is coming in, if you have any question, get it ready. We're going to answer them. Online, on ground, ask your question about prayer or life in general, and we'll deal with that. Thank you.